We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Chaf Hey. We're in the middle of Sif Yud. Says the Rama, "V'yesh Mekilin ve'Omrim." There are some who are more lenient and say, "Da Afim Huva Derech Rishus Harabim Litzurich Yisrael Mutar Ladam L'Shosh Mehem." Even if that which was brought through a Rishus Harabim, the water was brought through the Rishus Harabim, and for a Jew is still allowed to benefit from it. Why? Ho'ol ve'efsher leilich sham v'lishtos. Since you could go into the well itself and drink in the well, in which case you would not be performing any malacha. Since you could get this water without performing a malacha by drinking in the well instead of taking it out into the Rishus Harabim, you are allowed to benefit from that which the Nachri did, even though he performed a malacha in the process. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is obviously only true in terms of you using the water yourself. But to give it to the animal will be prohibited because there is no way for you to get to the water to the animal without performing a malacha. So therefore, if the non-Jew brings it for the animal, that would be prohibited. The Rama continues, V'yesh matirin af l'chatchila. There are some who permit this even l'chatchila to take the water from the non-Jew who brought it there. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Achronim have a very hard time explaining this opinion. In Yandina, when it comes to the actual halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should be machmir like that first opinion, that you cannot benefit from that which a Nachri brings from the Rishus Harabim, even if you could have gotten it yourself. This is what the Vilna Gaon says as well. Only Litzorach Gadol or Litzorach Shabbos, you could be somech on that opinion, which says that if you could do it without the Nachri's help, then you could benefit from that which the Nachri does. But definitely Motzei Shabbos, you do not need to wait b'chdei sheyase. The Rama continues, based on this last shita of Yesh Matirin Af L'chatchila, V'cheinagu Heter Lomar Af L'chatchila in Yehudi L'havi Sheikhar Oshar Dvarim Derech Karmelis Oblo Erev, and therefore we are Mekel. He says the minug is to ask a non-Jew to bring something through a Karmelis, Afal Pishesh Lahmer Dover, even though one should really be Mahmir, even on this Issa Durabanan, Mikom Makom, in Limchas Biyadam Akim Tsurh Shabbos Ubashad Chak. You should not tell those who are doing it if they are doing it for a Shabbos need, so maybe it has a status of Shusr Shusam Makom Mitzvah and it would be permissible, so you shouldn't tell people not to do it. Hayesh Lahakaba Miral Ain Hudu Litzurik Moshin is Barva Kosha Kimikai Gavni, because we have seen that you can be Mekel in certain situations by Miral and Akhri, so too here, you shouldn't stop them if they are being Mekel, even though Me'ekar Adin, we really should be a Machmir. The reason to be Machmir, says the Mishnah Berurah, is that Shvus to Shvus, we aren't Matir unless it's a Tzurich Gadol or Dvar Mitzvah Gemura, such as if you don't have any wine for Kiddush or something like that. But if you already have food and just to have a little bit more water, so that's a Tzurich Shabbos, but it's not really a Tzurich Gadol, so it would be hard to be Mekel like this Shita, which we appear to not Paskin like. Sif Yiral, if Ligate in Yehudi, Asavim Tzurich Behemto, if a non-Jew gathers grass for his animal, Imeinu Makiro Machel Achar Yisrael, if the non-Jew does not know the Jew, then the Jew is allowed to use that grass afterwards to give to his animals. Sha'omim Befaneb, Ingen Shalotucha Lintos Ela Derech Sham. You could stand there to block your animal, so your animal can't go anywhere, so we'll obviously eat the grass. Di lamidim alei an usher, but to place the animals there, you cannot do. Dechayshin and shem yitol biyado yachilana, because we're afraid that you yourself will come to pick up the grass yourself to give to your animal. Vei muksim, that grass is muksa that has been picked up by the non-Jew because it was prohibited before Shabbos because it was attached to the ground. And migo diskatzai. So since this grass was muksa, so even if the non-Jew plucks it out, you yourself cannot pick it up to give to the animal, but you can stand in the way so that your animal has nowhere to go, and it will have to stand there and eat it. Avli makiro aser. But if the non-Jew knows this Jew, then the Jew is not allowed to have his animal stand there in order to eat that grass, because we're afraid that the non-Jew might rip up more grass for the benefit of the Jew. Anytime there is a possibility that the non-Jew might do more of a malacha for the Jew, since he knows him, if he knows him, you are not allowed to benefit from that which a non-Jew did, but if you don't know him, then you are allowed to benefit. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Chayyadim says if it's a Shasar Chak, you can be so mechan the Yesh Mekilim, which says that you can tell the non-Jew to give it to your animal. Since the animal himself could have eaten it when it was attached, as long as you didn't give it to him. So since you could do it in a mutter way, it's not called benefiting from that which a Nachri does. We try not to rely on that. But if you have nothing else to feed your animal, says Chayadim, you would be allowed to rely on that Shita brought earlier in the Ramah. But to tell the non-Jew to do it for you, to pluck it, that's going to be prohibited because that is a malacha d'oraisa. There is also a machlokas brought in the Mishnah Berurah within this case of makira, when the non-Jew knows you, that you're not allowed to benefit from it. Does that mean only if the non-Jew sees you standing there, that you can't then benefit from the grass which he ripped up? Or even after the non-Jew has already ripped up the grass, if you come along and he sees you, you can't benefit from it. The opinion that says that you can't benefit from it even if it has already been ripped up before you come along is because we're afraid that you might ask him next week to rip up the grass for you again. Not that right now we're afraid that he'll rip up more grass for you, since the act has already been done and you have enough grass. The first day holds, no, we're only concerned about right now. So if you're standing there and he rips up the grass, he might rip up more for you. But if the grass was already ripped up, then he sees you, even if he knows you, he's not going to do more now. We're not concerned that you'll ask him to do it next week. So it's going to be permissible.